Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
It's time for the Bits and Pieces Podcast, featuring your hosts, Jessica Alsman, Jessica Hooker, Jason Hossett, and Willie Griswold.
Hey, welcome to Bits and Pieces. I'm Willie Griswold. This is the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. And I'm joined, as usual, by Jason, Jess, and Jessica. And today we are having fun with the phallus. That's right. We're talking peens. We're talking... Anybody else got any of these?
Schmeckles?
Schmeckles?
Schmeckles? Yeah. The hang down?
The hang down?
I usually go hang down.
Ooh, dong?
Dong, donger, ding dong.
You throw in the ding?
Yeah. When okay. I shouldn't say it. Yeah, but when a kid's little, you
a
say
little,
ding
little,
dong.
Yes,
yeah,
little
you
kid,
say okay. ding dong.
We said pee-pee.
Yeah. Wiener.
I'll say little dingy from time to time.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of a Chris Farley thing.
Lap hog.
Shaft.
Lap hog.
Yeah, that's what Chicky calls it. Yeah.
See, I'm kind of cursed because there's three names. There's Peter, there's Dick, Richard, and Willie.
Oh, yeah.
We're just, it's my name is a penis name.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the sweetest one of the three.
I don't know if you want sweet with your wiener.
And it also sounds small.
Sweet always tastes better.
It inherently sounds smaller and it sounds British.
I think there's words that if you say a prick,
yeah,
that implies...
That's he's nasty. He's rude. He's mean. Oh, a little sure. prick?
Small to me.
Yeah.
Like a hog implies larger. Prick always seems...
Hog sounds thick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hog is thick.
Yeah. That's like a Coke can.
You almost say, before you say prick, you say little. Right?
No, but for me, I mean, little prick, yeah, but when I say prick, it's more of the connotation. It's the like prick means like you're a real dick.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you're horrible.
Yeah.
Shape wise, prick just sounds more uncircumcised to me. Does that make sense?
That does. Yeah.
More triangular?
Yeah.
I wrote two for things that I call my penis.
Yeah.
This one, it's the 24 hours because it goes from 6 to midnight twice a day.
Okay.
It's
okay.
A low libido on the new medication joke.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
And then the next one is the Muggsy Bogues because he's short, but he tries hard.
I love it.
A little bit of NBA fun. Come on.
And if you know Muggsy, he kind of had like his fade, there was a line, like it faded it, but then he cut the line in, so it kind of had a wiener look.
A little cusp look.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going for that too.
Does anyone refer to it as stump or stumpy or like that's
I never have.
I wouldn't want to be called it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Wang. I like Wang.
That's a good one.
Wang. Okay. Yeah.
I got him. My wang. No, I would never say it naturally.
No.
By the way, for the natural thing for me, I was going to say my wang hurts. my wang hurts. I don't think that's. That's the classic. That's the one that I'll use in the moment in the mix. I think that's the only real one that I use.
You rock out. You got it.
Yeah. That one's probably the more explicit of all of them.
Yeah, probably. Say. Do you think that's comparative to the See You Next Tuesday?
That's worse, but they're in the same neighborhood.
Right.
They live in the same suburb.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And plus, there are also words you cannot say on the air.
Right.
Directly.
Yes.
But you can talk about chickens, right? Mm-hmm.
Like you
can say that, but I think you have to be clear.
You got your roosters and you got your...
What, Jason? Can you say it?
I was pointing to you ladies.
I don't know. I don't even like to say that.
Yeah,
that's one I don't like to say.
As a guy, I don't like saying the other one.
I don't know what word we're searching for right now.
I don't mind the See You Next Tuesday word.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
That's fine. Because as Jessica's, we can be positive. We're Jessica-ans.
Yeah, Jessica-ans.
And if I'm feeling down, it's Jessica-can't.
Yeah.
And if I'm angry, it's Jessica-cunt.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
Okay.
I'm just going to play real slow. I'm not going to let you know when, but I'm going to drop that on you in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
One time.
There's three versions of it.
I get one card,
and
I'll play it, and I'll go, thank you, m'lady, and then I'll leave. But I get just one time I get to say that.
Yeah.
It's not even like in a mean way.
I'm not offended by it. it. I think it's a funny word.
It does not bother me at all. I think it's just because I watched the Ricky Gervais, and they say it every other word.
Yeah, it's different. That British show, people, yeah. The lads down in Australia, they're like throwing that one around there.
Yeah. I wish we could do that more. I like it. It's got more personality than like your veg. Like, what are you supposed to say?
Well, that is the thing that kind of sucks about being a girl, is that all the gendered insults, they're all way meaner towards girls, and they sound better towards girls. If I call a guy a dick, it doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
But
right.
If I use the big C, I'm in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, it's just got to suck in that regard, because being a guy, we've got all the best insults to throw at the other gender.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a lot to throw at us.
I know, but that's if you reverse it, like if you call a girl a dick, like I feel like I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Finley, my little sister, she's such a dick sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And that's a fun thing to do. It's a really good time.
Yes, yeah.
I hope, do you actually call her a dick?
I do sometimes.
That's funny.
I'll do it in the car. If she's being mean and I'm driving Sally home, I'll drop that on the drive back home.
My baby sister, we call her, like she genuinely is a dick. Like she just is in life.
So do you do that parental thing of, well, you're not a dick, you're being a dick, or you're acting like a dick?
No, I've had that thrown at me in a relationship, mm-hmm, though. Like, mm-hmm. I know that what some of the... I don't like to name call. Like, that's... It's just like... I heard my mom do a lot of name calling growing up, so I don't like it. But if I really wanted to drive something home, if I was in an argument with a significant other... I'd call him you little bitch. That would be my go-to.
I also love calling a guy a bitch.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
It means more for some reason. But I know that I was told once in an argument that you aren't a bitch. You're acting like a bitch. You're acting like my ex-wife.
Ooh.
Well,
I'll let y'all put those pieces together.
Oh,
that's a terrifying puzzle.
Yeah.
I think let's focus on the old phallus. We're focusing on the old 3.5 inches of thunder. What do you say? Nothing on that one?
Eye contact and everything.
Well, I think that we're going to let our pal, Billy Mazing, get us started.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. Guys, does the mere thought of going to the airport to board a plane send shivers up your spine? Mm-hmm. The new Homeland Security measures that call for body scanners means your little secret won't be secret anymore. Who wants to reveal to the world that your package would not only easily fit in the overhead bin, but also in the headphone plug outlet? Not me. I mean, if I were that small, anyway, fellas, now you can give that security guy's wand a run for his money with my new Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer. Yeah, that's right. Made of a pliable TSA-approved patented latex, my Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer is available in 3 easy sizes to use. Very large, huge, and massive. Just choose the size you wish to be. Use the adjustable Velcro and elastic harness system to strap it on and head to the airport. Confident to not just walk, but swagger through the body scanner. Only $79.95 plus shipping and handling, 3 for $399.95.
Wow.
With the Billy Mazing Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer, your package will look so huge, fellas, you may be asked to check it at the gate. Your dreams of dating that cute gal at the security monitor will come to life after she gets a peek at the cargo you're hauling. And your new enhanced unit performs double duty once on board. Use it as a kickstand to keep that guy in front of you from leaning his seat back too far, or use it as a handy way to wave down the flight attendant.
Oh, stewardess.
Yes, can I help? Oh, my God!
Oh, step aside! I got this one, Cindy.
That's the new Billy Mazing Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer.
Warning, not legal in any state, has been known to induce a blind rage in security dogs.
Order today. Hi, Billy Mazing.
I like, so in that one, there was no examples at all for it. It was just Billy Mazing talking forever.
Yes.
I think he went for like 2.5 minutes just with that dun 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 dun. But yeah, that example that got me. I think our pal Mark Mike did a little bit of that voice work.
Yes, and the lady was Helen, a gal that used to work here. I always think about the moments like Dean's just going, hey, Helen, come here. I just need you. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Just say, oh, my gosh, like you saw something you didn't want to see.
Right.
She's out of it.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm on a new bit on the Bob and Tom show. Right. What is it? No! Turning it off in front of the children. Oh, wait, can I tell you guys a story real quick?
Sure.
On Sunday at the Indy 500, we had a blast. We finally got an interview with Sarah Fisher, and it took forever to get this interview with Sarah Fisher. Also, you were part of this.
Yeah.
It was pretty hectic and crazy. We finally get her, and right when she's like about to go on her segment, this like IndyCar starts inside this area, and we're like, oh no, this is ruined because they had to start the car.
Were you in the garage?
Yes. And yeah. I was like, we're not going to get any audio. But then that goes away, and then we finally get Sarah, and she's coming over, and Mark has these headphones, and we have to give Sarah the headphones so she can listen to the show for the interview.
Right.
And my dad started playing Shirtless Girl.
Oh, no.
Like, hey, Sarah, here's your headphones. And I was like, no headphones. No headphones. Just wait.
Just
you got to wait
a second. Yeah.
Wait at least a minute. And I finally knew when Bob comes out as the mayor.
Yeah.
Which, like, by the way, my Bob and Tom show IQ, it has never come in better than Bob's the mayor. That means we're going to get out of here soon. Supple and firm. And once again, I knew when it was that part, we can give her the headphones because we're almost on the way out.
Right.
But that was, that. It didn't feel great.
Not the best transition.
The only female interview of the day.
Right.
And I was just like giving her, and just boob pun after boob pun after boob pun. She's cool. She would have gotten it.
She's great. Yeah.
Just a fun little Bob and Tom moment.
Alsman, you love being out the track. How was your weekend out there?
It was great. I was late getting in because I missed one turn. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's like I should have turned left on 20th or 22nd, whatever that road is. It goes right in the lot too. Missed it, so I ended up going down to Crawfordsville Road?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Following the turning left on Milton, whatever it's called. Anyway, following traffic, being polite, and like. You know, you're waiting forever. You do your due diligence and you let certain people in, you rotate. It's, you know, but once you're in line, you're there. Well, this one van decides to take the alleyways thinking, oh, I'm just going to take the alley all the way to the speedway because no one's using these roads.
Smart man. Total genius.
So, and like, I've been waiting on the street and only moved up 5 cars, but it's probably been 10 minutes because it's all those 4 ways. Everyone's going to rotate.
Mm-hmm.
This van or whatever just shows up. And I'm like, you're not getting in. No, I've done my job. Right. Screw you for taking the alley. And so when the car in front of me moves a little bit, I just move right with it. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like flailing out his window. It's a guy driving and the guy in the passenger seat. That's right, guy. I hope you heard this. Is flailing. He unbuckles a seatbelt. And so what do? Because I'm all by myself.
Mm-mm.
And I've been waiting an extra hour because I missed a turn. And I roll down my window and I go, I'm sorry. Would you like me to back up? And he says, I could have gone, you dumb f***. You stupid bitch. I'm trying to get in here and you didn't let me through. And I go, oh, well, I'm so sorry. I guess you can just wait one more minute, sir, and you can get right wherever you need to be. And he responds with, I already could have been there, you stupid bitch. He's like, but you didn't. I go, oh, so sorry. And he just responded with, I'm trying to get to my house. That's my house right there. And I go, oh, you live right here? Yeah. All the way from Iowa, because he has Iowa plates in the front.
Nice.
And he responds with, it's a rental. And I go, oh, well, who would have thought there'd be traffic this morning? Isn't that crazy? I literally was so polite and dumb sounding and being obnoxious.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you're dumb. He just keeps talking. I go, I guess you'll just have to wait. Thanks. And I rolled the window up. And I blew him a kiss, which
you're freestyling at that point.
It just made him mad. He wanted me to yell back, and I'm just like, So then he's still kind of flailing, and I just grab my phone, and I take a picture, and I wave at him. And then they're kind of like, oh, and then I was like, dang it, I should have just recorded everything. Anyway, that guy goes straight and keeps going down the alley. That's right, you dumbass. But you didn't get in front of me, did you?
Four people went around you while you had this conversation.
Well, nobody even said anything either. There was a nice lady selling lemonade outside and just listening to all of this.
Yeah.
And it's the only time. I mean, that was a little obnoxious of him, right?
Because
he couldn't just get through. Dude, you don't live there. No one would have left their house after 5 a.m. race day morning. I'm not dumb.
Right.
You had to wait 30 seconds and you had to wait an extra minute and a half, which you spent yelling at me. So time flew by. Like, what are you complaining about?
Sure.
That is all. I'm very polite.
Now.
That was Jessica Hunt. By the way, she made the appearance.
Next year, let me know and I will get you in the police escort.
Aww.
Yeah. We have a police escort.
Well, I always make wrong turns, so it's inevitable. but not the time to do it.
The cop knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I ended up parking, I literally parked a row behind people I knew.
Oh.
Doug LaDouche's daughter.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, what are the odds? All these people here.
Yeah, that's fun.
But still, that guy.
Mm-hmm. There's always that guy. Whenever I am in a situation like that, I don't recommend this. But if somebody starts yelling at me, I always like to bend over like I'm pulling a gun out from underneath my chair.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good move.
It's a flex.
Mm-hmm. I should pull out my inhaler and be like, shh. Yeah. You want to breathe, buddy?
Yeah.
Kind of point it at them and then bring it back to your face.
Oh, yeah. I would need it.
The thing is, though, Jess, if you do the pull under your chair and then they do the pull under their chair, then you got to be like, I was putting my seat back. Sorry about that, buddy. I did not mean to scare you there.
No, definitely not.
I was telling Donnie all about it, which you can only imagine. He's like, okay, well, I go... Right. What I go, what do you do? And so I was worried that I was in the wrong for not letting him in.
No.
I was like, he just showed up down the alley. And Donnie's like, crazy. You're fine. He's like, you're fine. And I kept trying to justify it. And I was like, what would you have done if, like, he's literally calling me names and stuff? Mm-hmm. I wonder if he would have done it if I was with a man instead of being by myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Donald's like, well, if he would have, I don't know what would have happened. I'm like, you would have been like, don't roll the window down. Just try to avoid conflict. And I'm like, no, let's steer into it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have just left the window up and been like, I can't.
Right.
I can't hear you.
I know. What? I would just.
Are you talking to me? What? Like, just made it weird.
Blowing kisses. I love that, that's actually. Yeah.
I was just like, I'm so sorry. I don't know how to back up right now. It's just the traffic is so bad. But I bet if you wait one more minute.
When I get nervous, I just laugh, and then laughing at somebody just gets them way more angry, and then that makes me laugh more, so that's a pretty fun thing.
Yeah. The equivalent of telling somebody to calm down is laughing at them. Yeah.
Well, as many times as this person called you the B word, you sure it wasn't Josh Arnold there in the band?
It wasn't, and he didn't even do it in like a fun way, like, you stupid bitch.
Hey, you stupid bitch. Just like a weird old-timey thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, that guy's a dick, and here's a dick deep from the archives.
Interested in the recent news that an Italian doctor is offering penis transplants for both men and women, but can't afford a trip overseas? Then you need not cringe over your lack of appendage. Hi, I'm Dan of Dan's Discount Dick Town. The prices aren't the only thing we cut. At Dan's Discount Dick Town, we know that you'll feel good when you're sporting new wood. Dan's Discount Dick Town. Go ahead and indulge. We'll give you a bulge. We can make you a new man, even if you're a lady. That's right, ladies. You too can be just like Janet Reno. Dan's Discount Dick Town offers the best prices on trade-ins. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned penises. Big solutions to small problems. Plenty of new 98s still in stock. And even the new designer models from members only. No shirt, no penis, no problem. At Dan's Discount Dick Town, we'll guarantee your package overnight. You want to supersize it? Here's the beef. At Dan's Discount Dick Town, where we'll go to any lengths to get your business. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. So come on down and get your new penis. Look for our new billboards. Got penis? Remember, get it for less at Dan's Discount Dick Town, located next to Walmart.
Next to Walmart. That is the kind of Bob and Tom tag I look for. I love another fake business added onto something. I like a brought to you by the same people that brought you this.
Mm-hmm.
Love that at the end of a bit. Lot of fun. What do you guys think about Dan's Dick Town?
I probably would enjoy going there. Why not?
No, it was for transplants. I don't think. So? Unless you, I mean, if you want one now, I mean, feel free, I guess.
Throw my dick around a bit.
Yeah, I wonder what it'd be like to have one. Like, do you, I mean, like, what is there something I guess a strap on? You could put that on, get the feel of it.
Sure.
Where does it go? You're right. Does it just always kind of tuck under like an elephant, or does it just squish in?
Sometimes I can tell you.
Yeah, it gets scared and it goes inside sometimes.
No, so, inside where?
Yeah.
We know, like, does it squish like a slinky?
Like a turtle.
Or does it...
Turtle.
It doesn't have a shell down there.
No, but it has a space. It has an area.
Well, yeah, but
so
it's
is it always just kind of...
It falls in. You can, like, put it hanging to the left. You can put it to the right.
And maybe it's equivalent to us with thongs. Like, we know it's there. And, like, if you think about it, you're like, okay, I can feel it there. But
But also, I think thongs are different depending on like your how do I want to say this? Like the measurement to the center of the earth. Like how deep is your butt crack?
Oh yeah. If it's holding it in well,
or is it just kind of.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, that's big.
Kind of locks it in back there.
Yeah.
Kind of center of gravity.
Yeah.
Which with running pants, it's like it kind of holds your butt, I feel like, together to kind of help keep said thong in place as well.
Right.
Yeah, penises are pretty fun. I'd say on a day-to-day basis, it's a pretty good time.
Yeah. Do you think that... So, would you rather have access to your wiener, or would you rather have access to boobs?
Boobs. Okay. Those would be a good time. You can shake him in front of the mirror. I guess you can do that with your Johnson, too.
Sure.
Oh, Johnson's another one of the real
names. Nice. There you go.
But yeah, I feel like you can't do as much with it, and then... I don't know. Boobs are a real great time for me. I have a lot of fun with them when they're not attached to my body, and I feel like if they were attached to my body, this is sort of a hack thing to say, but I'd never leave the house.
Right. No, but see, here's my thing, because I think that like, okay, this might be revealing too much, but we're just going to go here. Like if you were sitting on the couch with a significant other and you just wanted to like play with his balls, you know, like just play with his balls.
Sure.
And just
the
like,
hand motion that Jess is making right now is fantastic. It's like a little tickle.
Like a little octopus hand, like just rubbing all over those balls.
It looks like you have glue stuck to your finger after crafting and you have those strings off. Does that make sense?
So yeah. So would a guy just want to like play with boobs? Like if you're just watching TV, just play with your boobs?
100%. And I do think that a boob is more playable with than balls are, because I think balls are a little crazy.
I think it's because you have balls and I have boobs, but I feel differently.
Oh, you know what?
Underestimate the tug, because you can pull. Right.
But that's an art,
don't,
man. That is an art form.
Them.
You've got to be very no, but not a pull, but like almost
the
like
normal.
a gentle, just like a little.
Huh.
I feel like I'm just like, if you guys could see me, it looks like I'm sitting, like, imagine me at a movie theater and this guy's just like spread leg and
you
I'm
look
just
like a new improviser, very poorly petting a cat. Does that make sense?
I'm saying like you're getting ready to plant a bulb and you're scooping away the
Mm-hmm. So I'm scooping away, but right now, instead we're sitting next to each other and he's spread leg like dudes do. And I'm just like, pull your junk up so I can play with
That's a lot of junk.
Oh, okay.
You're two-handed. Pull your junk up.
Pull your junk up.
Now I get it. Yeah, sure. That's pretty fun.
Okay. Except they're sweaty.
That's a good time.
Oh, and it's steamy in there.
Yeah. I know. I think that's why you got to like tell them, like, hey, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to come play with your balls. So spread out. Get everything unstuck from the sides of your legs.
It's ball time.
I'm going to need to get this fan going. Let's air this stuff out.
Put on the cargo shorts.
Because I want to tickle them things.
Yeah! That's awesome! You want a 10-minute warning. You know what? And let's make it less verbal. Let's just make it a little light that you flick on.
Yeah.
It's a little green light by the TV.
Yeah.
And it goes, hey, spread them out a little bit.
Hey.
Air them out.
Yeah, I'll be in here in a little bit.
Maybe get some Febreze down there. I don't know what ladies like.
A little baby powder. Yeah, I want my fingers to like just like smooth across them balls.
Wow, you know what? Next time we have to do a balls episode. Next time, let's really change things up.
You gotta find a scene.
I think maybe what you guys were getting to earlier, like right now, Willie, like do you feel yours? It's just kind of, there's no feeling right now, right?
It
kind of disappeared.
I'm wearing boxer briefs. So yeah.
Whereas ladies, you know, the boobs are like always there.
Well, that's the thing. Like we always have extra things on us. You know what I mean? You know what I'm like? I can always feel my bra.
Yeah.
I don't always feel my underwear.
I don't ever feel my nipples unless it's like, you know, something's happening,
that's true.
I guess.
That's true.
So I guess maybe that's equivalent.
That's
if it's really hot outside.
I can never feel your nipples either. Every time I try, I get in trouble. You go, no, and you smack my hand. Sorry, that was like a very hack joke.
No,
it's
not
appropriate
about
for
it.
Other reasons.
That was fun. That was fun.
Oh my God. Dude, last week on stage, I did like the two hackiest moves ever. Like someone had a joke about like how they used to like jerk off on their dad's computer. And I go, yeah, that's weird. I used to jerk off on your dad's computer.
I did two
of those in a row during a show, and they both worked, but I got off stage and I was like, at what cost, Willie?
I know.
You're selling your soul up there.
That's
man.
That's funny.
It was a good time. What are you going to say? Sorry, what were you saying about your nipples? that sounded bad. I wasn't trying
she
to be creep.
Feel oh,
can we we're not paying attention. I don't know what they're doing unless it's like all of a sudden you're really cold maybe, or if you're wearing a certain material without a bra, then you're going to,
Now what we have that you don't, is that, let's say at a random moment, I mean, I think I was in here this morning at 7 o'clock all of a sudden.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, for no reason.
At your age?
Yeah.
You got to stop talking to Drew so much, man.
Drew was not here at 7 in the
Drew
morning.
Hanging out. That gets you excited.
No, it, but I mean, it happens and you don't, yeah. you don't ask for it.
You get the NARB, yeah. The NARB.
You don't ask for it.
And what did
it
you say?
The NARB, no apparent reason boner.
Oh, okay. Ah. Okay. I haven't heard that term. That
was, and when those happen, you're like, this is really annoying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't need this right now. There's no use for it.
I don't have anywhere to put it.
I don't have anywhere to put it.
Well, when you get your ball tickler hand out, I guess.
Oh, like, yeah, that's true. That's like, true.
Jesse!
The ball tickler. Only 4 payments of $29.99. Oh. You buy it on your TV. That's a funny thing.
You know, I thought this was going to be a fun one. I had no idea what path they were going to go.
It's a good time.
And this wasn't one of my guesses.
And also, yeah. I do want to apologize. Earlier when I said the thing about your nipple, I was saying that I was showing that I was a good listener and that I interrupted.
He's afraid he cut you off.
But instead, I said the creepiest sentence.
No, Willie, it was funny. I laughed hysterically. I would have rolled on the floor laughing, but I'm connected to headphones and a track. Yes. But it was very funny.
But back to the nipple talk.
Nipple talk.
I'll wait till the next bit.
Oh, yeah, let's do this next one here.
Let's do this one. So this is Big Ben Dick Jokes. Welcome to the Bob and Tom Show.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy. There are things you never say when a man is nude.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump? I thought you said you had small pox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
You call that fun size?
There are some things you should never say.
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Oh, it's like a little light switch.
Am I being punked? Did you fall asleep in a freezer?
It's a good thing you're rich.
Well, at least this drink is stiff. For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
There are things you never say when a man is nude.
This explains why you're still single.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Thanks, I could use a toothpick.
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
We'd better turn out the lights. I think I'm going to need to finish off that bottle of tequila.
Just all joke. Just joke, 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 joke. The singers set it up, and then they just do punchline after punchline. So funny. So weird.
But with the music, they're all kind of mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. But with that song behind, you know. It's just sweet.
It was funny. There's this like weird like a bridge moment almost where the chords change, and I looked over at Jace and you were just you were dancing over there, man.
I like it.
It's real fun. Have you guys ever said any of those lines by accident, on purpose, or
no, I haven't.
I'm trying to think. There was a time when I was in college and a guy that was dating one of my roommates came into my room and just whipped it out. And I thought, oh, okay, this is in an instant. And I go, are you okay? And that, I mean, like the look on his face that I did. It was, if I had that, I'd have whipped it out too, to be honest. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was worth looking at. But
that's his pickup line. He doesn't do anything. He just shows it.
But that's the thing. That's all he had. I guarantee he didn't have any moves. There was no motion with the ocean, the whole thing. Yeah. Like, it was just like, look how big this is.
So he didn't think his girlfriend was there. He knew it was
you. No, he knew it was me. He was being a creep. Yeah, he was being a creep. And I just go, are you okay?
Huh.
And man, the look on his face, he was mortified. Like, there's nothing. Like, if I would have been angry, he would have loved it. If I would have been, like, any extreme reaction, he would have loved. So the fact that I stayed calm and just went, are you okay?
Nice.
Shut him down. All the way down. Yeah. I was dating a fat guy one time, and I said, he said he was like, hey, let's eat. And I was like, yeah, maybe you just have a bottle of water instead. And he brought that up for like basically the rest of the time we dated. But yeah, that's kind of one of the shittiest things I've said. Mm. Yeah.
Just have a bottle of water instead.
Yeah. You're just kidding. But
no, I wasn't, because I wasn't hungry. Like, yeah. I wasn't, like, it really wasn't a shot at him. It was just like, but he was a big guy, so it kind of sounded bad.
That is the best thing about being in a relationship, though, is being able to get a meal just whenever you want to. Just having someone that's always just right there to be like, yeah, we're going to go get some food. Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah, I guess that's how I knew it wasn't going to work, because, like, our food schedule wasn't the same. Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
That'll get you. I didn't go on a second date with a girl because she didn't eat broccoli.
She just doesn't eat broccoli?
She was like, yeah, I'm a picky eater. I don't eat broccoli. And I was like, cool. We're going to call it here then. I like broccoli on a lot of stuff. She didn't like to get like Chinese food. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
How big of boobs did she have?
Honestly, really big.
Oh, wow.
You
like broccoli more than boobs?
I think I'm growing as a person. It's terrifying. Wow. I don't know what to do. Yeah, actually, I don't know. I kind of just went through a little breakup, so maybe I'll call that girl. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's like the Seinfeld where a really beautiful girl Jerry was dating, mm-hmm. but they did this, hello, thing with her, he chose the voice over the girl.
Yeah, but I will put that up as, that is in top three Seinfeld episodes of all time.
Because that's Kramerica.
That's Kramerica. That is...
I can't remember what George is doing. But
George got fired.
But he wouldn't leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
There's that. Yeah. And I think it's
Wait,
also...
Wait, is that the one where George gets fired and doesn't leave? Or is that the one where he quits and then just goes back to work? Is that
no,
two?
No, he, no, that's no, he gets, this sorry, is he gets sorry. Fired.
I
and
thought I had my finger on it.
Elaine can't break up with Putty. She keeps having sex with him.
And she has to keep paying Jerry. And
one of the best lines, I think, in sitcom is when Jerry said, no, breaking up with someone is like pushing over a vending machine. You got to shove it a couple of times before it goes over. And George goes, that's beautiful. I will just watch that scene. It's so good.
Hey, sometimes one big shove gets the job done. I'll say that right now.
So ladies, you better like broccoli and you better like Chinese.
Yeah.
If you're going to date my boy Willie here.
I get it.
It just threw me off.
If I were ever in the dating pool again, a picky eater, like it'd be game over.
I agree with that.
Game over.
And I think that's like my favorite thing about a relationship is like trying new foods together and a little bit of exploring and like home cooking and like cooking new things together.
Right.
If I was like dating someone and like they only ate chicken nuggets for dinner, no fun.
I feel like you're kind of attacking me right now.
Yeah, you know what? I heard it.
Because I was cooking
literally
dinner.
As soon as I said it, I heard it. And I'm so sorry.
Because my dinner would be like, oh, I have bagel bites. Mm-hmm. And we have Kraft macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. And
there's a place for all those things.
Right. But that would be like my meal. Tostitos today. I'm not. Donnie's a good cook.
That's helpful. Yeah.
Well, now I understand why I can't touch your nipples. My goodness. How mean is that? What a mean thing to say.
Because she eats like an 8-year-old. That's creepy.
Well, I said that about Chick one time, and I think it's one of Tom's most favorite things I've ever said. He said, well, what about Chick? Like, what do you cook for Chick? And I said, well, he kind of has a toddler's palate. And Tom loved that. Mm-hmm. So not to say, but kind of close. Yeah.
I can just eat ice cream for dinner and be happy. It's fine.
That's always, popcorn and ice cream is one of my most favorite dinners.
Dinner?
Yeah, when my kids aren't home, just some popcorn on the stovetop and
ice cream. You have a cigarette out the window.
Dude, if you added a cigarette, that would be the best day of my life.
I grew as a person because now I use the Magnum ice cream bars.
Oh,
it's like
go.
The more expensive chocolate, the caramel in it.
I like that.
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have the caramel in it too?
Yeah.
I've never had one of those.
Sounds like your entire day of sugar.
Pretty
and,
much.
And one.
That's why sweet. I sound like this. Mm-hmm. I have no water to hydrate me and deflame my face.
My dad doesn't drink water either. Drink water, people. Come on. You got to have a little bit of water.
He doesn't. He does not drink still water.
It really threw me off the other day. Yeah. Me and Josh were in the car, and I was like, how can I get my dad to drink water? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. They're going to charge forward. Donnie Baker hates his middle name.
Names you hate. We have, we think we have time
one
for
more. One more. Morning, Bob and Tom show.
I'm out of Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie.
How you guys doing, man?
Is Donnie your real name, Donnie?
No, you kind of hit a sore spot today, man. I swear to God, you did, man.
Well, your
real name's Richard.
Uh-huh.
So I got nothing but Donnie Dick in high school.
Hey, Donnie Dick.
Say it to my face now. Man, I have four sets of brass knuckles.
That's right.
Yeah, it used to be Donald every day, the first day of school every year, man, in homeroom. But now it's only in courtrooms or defensive driving class. Uh-huh. Except court seven, because they know me.
Yeah. Donald Richard Baker.
Man, Miss Fisher was the worst about it. She's my senior English teacher, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But she stopped because one day I kind of opened up and stuff. And wrote a poem that made her cry.
Yeah.
She didn't know they were White Snake lyrics. Swear to God, man. Her mascara is running down her face. All I had to do was get in front of the class and say, "Here I go again on my own, man.
Here I go again on my own."
Swear to God, I did it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I flunked the final, but still passed that class, man.
You passed it, you Donnie.
Then I got Donnie in cursive engraved on my speed skates, man. That's what chick started to notice the name change, too. Man.
Oh, really?
I was the king of that roller cave.
I'll bet you were.
The roller cave!
Did you know it's National Roller Skating Month, Donnie?
I don't know, man, but I used to ride that place, man. I did this one chick on an air hockey table, man.
Really?
She started sweating and bubbles started popping up off that table, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I swear to God they did, man. Oh, Donnie. Why don't you shut up, Randall?
Randall?
What's this short for? Queer face?
A little bit of Donnie, a little bit of Randall in the background. Sounds like Donnie had a little sinus issue going on there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A couple of octaves lower there.
I had lunch with Randy last week.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah, he's got a much better job now.
Oh, good. Good for him. Do you guys have names that you absolutely hate? I do.
Just like in general?
Yeah, because I was going to name Max Palman. It was one of my uncles from Italy, and I was like, "Hey, I like Paulman." Like
that's like Paul Newman.
Yeah. But Paulman.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. And I was gonna go with that, and then my aunt was like, "He was a drunk," and I was like, "Okay, never mind."
Yep.
So yeah, they killed it. But I've been in love three times in my life, right? And each one of these guys have had a variation of the name that I hate the most. Okay, Kenny, Doug. And Chuck. Like, those to me are the three worst names that you can have. And those aren't even their, like, that's in either first, middle, whatever, yeah. Nick. But I can't. Those
Doug?
Doug.
It's very, it's plain, Doug.
Doug.
It's Doug's an accountant.
Doug Funny is what I think of.
I love Doug Funny. Yeah.
Why do you hate Doug?
I don't know. I don't like Doug. Yeah, I don't like Doug. I don't like Kenny.
Maybe it's
Kenny.
That.
That's weird.
What about Kenny Tarmac?
Yeah, I don't like him.
But see, if you do the full name, I think Douglas and Kenneth are both
absolutely
kind of very nice names.
And Charles.
And Charles.
Wonderful name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
So I'm going to ask this question, yes or no.
Okay.
Do I know Kenny?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's been here once, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. That's a wild story.
Okay, all right.
But yeah.
Does he go by Jimbo?
No.
That was great. I mean, so inside.
No.
That was damn hilarious.
That was good.
That was really funny.
That was really good. Yeah.
Well, especially because Ken and Jimbo, you can't jam those together, sir. You can't figure that one out.
That's perfect.
I had that on the road. It's not a name that I hate, but I asked a guy what his name was, and he said his name was Deke. And I said, "What's that?" And he goes, "It's short for Derek."
What?
And I had to go, "Buddy, you can't shorten it that way."
Oh.
And in the moment, I'm never this good at crowd work. In the moment, I went, "Yeah, my name's Willie. I just take the L's out and I go by Wee." You can't do it that way. It was people have weird. I met a guy named Chester. You guys, out in the wild. And I go, "What's your name?" And he said Chester. And then me and the rest of the crowd laughed for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We didn't have to do no more work.
Oh, poor
we didn't
dude.
Have to dig into it.
No, but, Chester but is an odd one.
He went by Chet.
But yeah. Okay.
That'll, a Chester, that'll throw. What about the name Murphy?
I love Murphy. That's a great name.
Murphy's a great last name.
It is, but Murphy as a first name is a great.
Interstellar, the daughter, he called her Murph.
Oh, he did. Yeah. That's right.
Murphy Brown.
What's the name? My older brother was going to be named Duke. And then my grandma, my Nana famously said, "Duke sounds like the owner of a tavern, owner."
And that's what shut it down?
Which that's like an old school way of speaking, tavern owner.
Yeah.
And yeah, that got shut down forever.
Huh.
I dated a girl in college briefly. Her name was Karen.
Yeah. Sure.
And boy, to have to marry a Karen even then, but deal with it now.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Karens now.
I do. I have an Aunt Karen, but her name is spelled C-A-R-O-N, Car-on.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't, when I think Karen, like that kind
it's
of Karen,
K.
It's K. It's K. Yeah. I don't even think of it that way. Yeah. Mm. It's kind of wild.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What name do you hate, Alsman?
When I was younger, some people would call me Jesse, so I didn't like it because I don't know why. Yeah. I don't even remember. I think one of my great aunts or one of the great cousins or something thought I was named after her, and her name was her name was Jesse.
Yeah.
And so everyone made a point to say, like, you have to go by like Jesse if she's around, and that like upset me. Like,
you're not gonna tell me what to do, yeah.
Or maybe I thought it was a boy name because of Uncle Jesse.
Oh.
But I mean, I grow up, I don't care.
Yeah. I was Jesse growing up the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love calling her Jesse.
Yeah.
And only kind of because Tim Wilson was one of the only other people that really called you Jesse.
Yeah, around here.
In my cell phone, it says Jesse Sell. Is what I have it in
there. Yeah, I was Jesse growing up.
I got one for you guys. I forgot about this, but now we got to say it. I don't like being called Will that much. My sister will call me Will. Sure. Around here, it's totally fine. I had a girl call me Will during sex.
What?
Multiple times. And then later on, I was like, hey, what was that? And she was like, oh, it just felt kind of like silly to say Willie in the moment. And I was like, that's my name, lady.
No.
That hurt deep to the core.
No.
That one hurt me.
If you're an overthinker, I think you just don't, If I was like, oh, what? Bill.
And then he'd be like, Will. And I was like, who the hell's Will? Willie's trying to go to work right now.
Right.
Why is Will getting all the credit?
No, but will you stop?
No. She's like, I can't move.
Knocking it out of the park today.
Sudafed and Mucinex, bitches.
Yeah.
Congrats on the sex. Gosh.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Boy, did I need it. I was about to end it all. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't very funny.
I go full whole name, first and last during sex. Like, we're going to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to show some respect.
Even if you share.
Put some respect on that.
Yeah. If I was hooking up with a girl and she called me William, I would laugh in her face. If she went, oh,
but if
William.
If she said, oh, William Griswold.
If she was British, I'm down. Does that make any sense? William, yes. I don't know why it was like a scholar. William. I went like the weird British route.
Yeah.
Man, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Penises or something? Well, let's get our bearings a little bit. This one, it's not one, not two, not three, but 4 pounds.
You've read all about it and seen the promos. CBS Television's new medical drama, 3 pounds. Stanley Tucci plays an unpredictable veteran doctor mentoring a potentially brilliant young brain surgeon. The unusual title, 3 pounds, refers to the weight of the average human brain. Not to be outdone, Bob and Tom Television presents the all-new medical drama starring Bob Kavoyan. It's better than 3 pounds, it's 4 pounds.
Nurse, hand me a scalpel, stat.
Yes, Dr. Bob. Here it is.
Thank you, nurse. And by the way, congratulations on that tight uniform. Your presentation is outstanding.
Ooh, thank you, doctor. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Dr. Bob, why is this drama about your life as the world's greatest breast implant surgeon called 4 pounds?
Oh, that's because of this.
Oh, my. That is quite impressive. Looks like I'm going to need one unit of Dr. Bob's stat.
I'll get the curtain.
Bob Kavoyan stars as Dr. Peter Bumper in 4 pounds. And stay tuned right after that for Donnie Baker starring in 5 pounds.
Oh, man, that's my personal best. I swear to God, that has to be a state record. Look at it.
Donnie, get out of there. Oh, my God.
Shut up, Randy, or next time I'll put it in your office. Hey, man, you still got that camera?
Only from Bob and Tom Television.
Still got that camera, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
God, me and Josh were talking when we were on the road together, and he was like, dude, I had such a good one last night, I almost sent you a picture of it. I was like, dude, wait, I'm not even kidding. I almost sent you a picture of mine last night.
Oh,
like, it was this
gosh.
Like cute friendship moment, but it was just so gross. And I'm glad we're not there as friends yet. We shouldn't be there yet.
You don't think so?
I don't think you need to be sending your pals pictures of your dumps. I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's, I had one look like a question mark one time, and so I sent that to a buddy. But yeah, you only have one or two friends that you're that close with, I think. Then you're just a weirdo.
Is that the first thing guys took pictures of when they got camera phones?
Yeah.
Or would it be like, here's where I put my dick today. Like something like that to be funny.
I don't think that I have a big enough dick to be a here's where I put my dick today guy.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a guy would be like, I'm going to send this to my buddy because it's going to be hilarious.
I feel like you got to have a real shower to just be dumping it across town like it's like a newspaper in a hostage situation.
It's in the mailbox. See that? Sorry.
So on some of the apps, and this is all very foreign to me, but can a lady sort of put it out there that she's, I believe they call, I know he a lot of times will say this, she's a size queen. And then that way you go, well, she's not going to want me because I'm, you know.
I'd put it out there if I were on a dating app. I'd be at the top of the thing. Size queen.
Really?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
It makes sense because you want what you want, right? I'm out here on this damn app. Surely one of you is going to fall into my qualifications.
Do not waste my time.
Really right. wants big boobs. I mean, that's
Can
fair.
Have you ever said that?
No. And to be fair, it isn't a thing that I seek out in actual partners. I think that's kind of an unfair thing to put on people. But yeah, I think that you have some girls will do that, but like in general, I think that's such a weird thing to do. Mm. And dating bios are such a minefield anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
Just put a little joke in there.
So have you ever loved someone with small boobs?
Yeah.
Question mark.
I had to think about love. I'm at this weird point in my life where my gauge for love is a little off.
And it's changed looking back. Yeah, I didn't really love that person.
Yeah, love for what you knew it at the time.
But yeah, I don't think the person that I marry has to have heavy nats. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's
pay for boobs if they were small?
If she wanted them,
not against her will.
If the girl wanted them 100%.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Those things are also kind of weird. People have bad reactions to those sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, man. I just, whatever you're happy with is good for you. I feel like that's very unfair to project your sexual needs in the perverted part onto other people.
But
like
you know what? If I've learned anything from talking to you gentlemen around this office, it's that nothing goes as far as enthusiasm. Yeah. If she likes me, then I like her.
Yeah.
Then that's pretty much, she becomes really beautiful after that.
Dude, yeah. I mean, that's 100%.
Yeah.
That's the thing about like Bumble, because you can pay more and then you can see which girls like you.
Yeah.
And just instinctually, you'll like more girls than if you're swiping left and right and it's anonymous because you're like, oh, she's into me? That's a top 10 girl right there.
Right, definitely
a swipe right for that. Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever even be able to go on an app because I'd be too nervous to... I get nervous checking people's Facebook profiles. I'm like, I hope they don't find out I looked because I was trying to find something, let alone swiping on someone.
Dude, I've done that. One time I accidentally shared a girl's... I shared a girl's like spring break pictures with her mom on my Facebook. I wasn't even looking at them. It was just like on the cell phone, put it in the pocket. And my buddy called me. He's like, dude, get on your phone right now. What have you done?
Oh my gosh.
You look like a big old creep, my friend.
Yeah.
Or you send someone's story to your friend to talk S about that person.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you accidentally post it on your Instagram story.
Oh.
Woo!
Okay, so that's worse than what I've ever done. Mine was I was searching for a girl once, and instead I accidentally made it my status. So it was Jessica Alsman is a person's name.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not someone I'm currently like friends with, really. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I had the phone call, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, stop, get off the phone. I need to delete this. My God. Because as soon as I was searching it posted, I'm like, that's my wall.
I did that on really Twitter weird. Once, like, was searching someone on Twitter that I shouldn't have been. And then I posted it. Like, I didn't search it in the search bar. I put it as my tweet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I was drunk. So it was a full day later before I realized it.
No.
Whoops.
I guess, thank God, I didn't tag the person, though. Because that was before, if you type someone's name, it would, try to create their, show their profile. But still.
Ugh.
I mean, I assume there's people that have accidentally posted, let's say you ladies get a dick pic, and you're like, oh, I'm going to save that to my photos, but you accidentally tweeted it out, right? That's had to happen, right?
I'm sure it's happened with someone, but I have never seen a picture of a dick that I wanted to see again.
Yeah, so you just delete it. Don't save it to the gallery.
Ooh, gonna save that for later.
Yeah, no.
A little reminder on your phone.
Yeah.
Show me that picture after my afternoon tea.
I mean, I get it. Like, if we're exchanging pictures, I send you, you send me, like, whatever. But in all honesty, like I don't need that. Like I am a live show only kind of gal. Like yeah, no stills.
Oh, not me. I love the records. I am not just a live show guy. Oh yeah, give me all the collections. You bet.
But guys are very visual that way.
I want live albums. I want studio albums. I want small EPs. You know, I want little experimental stuff that you do while you're in London for a week. I want everything.
Okay. Right?
Soundtracks.
Yeah. Right. Give me all the weird stuff. Yeah. Give me stuff with features. Sure. I'll take that. A remix. You bet.
But I think that makes sense because girls are. I'm not going to say girls. Me personally, I am happy to get creative if I'm sending my guys some stuff. But, like, guys aren't that way. Like, they're either sending it to you angry or they're not sending it. So there's really no in between.
Almost the only ones that I've sent are, like, funny ones. Like, a girl send me something on the road.
Well, it's
and
got
then,
a hat on it or something?
No, it's like it's so like funny. Me doing a selfie, and then you can see my butt in the mirror behind me.
I think that's the perfect way to do it,
something kind of sillier. Yeah. It's like me, like, showing off my tattoo and flexing, but I don't have... It's just kind of a silly, fun way to do it.
I like that. That makes sense.
And I will say, fellas, if you're ever afraid to ask a girl for a nude, a fun move that you can do is, hey, want me to send you a picture of my butt? And then you go ahead, fire that off. Ha, ha, ha. A couple days later... Bingo, what's in the inbox? You got a little booby pic there for old Will to enjoy at 2:30 after his tea.
I think the funniest dick pic I ever received that I appreciated was the like the elephant underpants with his
he's peeking out to say hello
with his trunk out. Yeah. That was I enjoyed that.
That's because
it had like the googly eyes.
That eyes, right?
Oh wait! Like it was a special kind of underwear.
Yeah. It looked just like it looked like an elephant.
Oh, I thought it was just a regular pair of boxer briefs.
No.
That's a good time.
It was a costume for his little guy. Yeah.
Big guy. All right.
Oh, sorry. You know how I am.
Is there such thing as too big?
No, not that I've.
What about you on the boob side, Willie?
See, I'm kind of a weird freak, you know. I like alien
stuff.
Show
it to me, yeah.
That's the thing is, I just want to see it all. I want to experiment with. I want to get as much information in as I can. No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Yeah,
and I'll check it out a few times before I decide if I'm into it or not. You know.
Yeah.
What a pervert people must think. No. My goodness. Okay, this one is lack of sleep affecting other parts of your life.
Gee, Bev, what gives? Is something eating at you?
I should be so lucky. Ted's been working so many hours that he's too tired to even touch me anymore.
Sound familiar? Hello, I'm Dr. Pierce Kuntz, head of the Idlewood Institute. Our research has found that lack of sleep often leads to lack of sex. That's why we here at the Idlewood Institute have developed Slumber Lumber. Slumber Lumber is a combination of a mild sleep aid and blood-gorging agent. The active ingredient in Slumber Lumber, Somnuconol, ensures that when you doze... It grows.
I gave Ted some Slumber Lumber, and I've never seen him sleep deeper and deeper and, oh my God, even deeper.
With Slumber Lumber, you'll wake up refreshed.
And satisfied. Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia T. Watson, and thanks to Slumber Lumber, while your man is getting his Z's, you'll be getting your O's. Multiple O's. In fact, our testing has shown Slumber Lumber to be much more effective than inferior products, such as Duravolvitrol or Noctococciamine.
Wow, Ted, you were up all night.
Yeah, and I never slept better.
If Slumber Lumber lasts for more than 4 hours, consult your physician or try new Flaccoderm ointment, now with more Limprin.
Hey, Doc, my wife works a lot of hours, too. Is there something for gals that allows them to have sex while they're sleeping?
Why, yes. Marriage. Seriously, if you're a working gal, try new Labatrex with Spreadomycin.
Slumber Lumber from the makers of Pervitrol and Vagis Silly Putty. Vagis Silly Putty. Put the fun back in yeast infections. Slumber Lumber may not be appropriate for everyone. Sleepwalkers and bedwetters may experience less than satisfactory results.
Oh, gosh. Seriously, folks. Seriously. At the end there, that was brutal.
That's such a weird bit when you really come down to it, because it's like, all right, the guy's asleep the whole time. Mm-hmm. So she's most likely on top.
Right.
And just having a good old time while he's sleeping. That's so
If that was the other way around. But if that was the other way around, you wouldn't have played it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bill Cosby played it.
Oh, well, there's that.
It's the other way around. It's assault.
Yes.
Marital rape.
Yes.
This is brutal.
Wow, this just took a turn. God. Yeah, this is.
Woo! Open the door up. My goodness, got a little assaulty in
Make
here.
Make it feel a little bit better. In the movie Gone with the Wind, one of my absolute favorite movies of all time, there are arguments that, if you haven't seen it, well, it's the movie poster when Rhett Butler basically whips up Scarlett and takes her upstairs to bang her. You know, she's kind of like, don't you dare do this. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have you tonight. And he takes her. And then you just see her the next morning all happy and smiling.
So
and
she's
obviously
good.
She enjoyed it because it was like hot and passionate. But like when you, well, nowadays it's like, oh, that technically that would be. It's like, yeah, but it worked out. He wooed her. I'm going to call it wooing. But that's the movie poster. That's technically when he's like carrying her up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
She enjoyed it. It's okay.
Right. I mean,
don't do this. I feel like I just endorse. No.
No.
You're fine.
No, here's the thing. Sometimes I don't know what I need, and I trust him to know what I need. And so if I get taken upstairs, then usually it's okay. And it ends well.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that sounds right. You know what
no,
I mean, though?
It's okay. I don't think I'm not going to be one to comment on that one. My goodness.
No. But yeah.
Scarlett was just stubborn. So if he wanted it, she's like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah, she just
no more babies.
Also, I feel like you're convincing yourself that this is okay.
I am. I'm currently convincing myself.
You keep going back to it. You're like, it was on the poster.
Like, technically, you shouldn't do that. But back then, I'm in 1868 or whatever. I'm sure it's...
Well, that's always like the thing. It's I forget. I think someone might even have a bit about this. I'm not trying to rip anybody off here, but it's just like in old movies and like whenever you're like grandpa and grandpa, how'd you meet each other? It's always the grandma's like, well, I didn't want anything to do with him. And then he tired me out. And that expression tired me out. It's like that is terrifying. So he stalked you and you just gave up. Is that what that is? Yes. Yeah, I feel like suiting used to be pretty creepy, but it's, you know, now what? Bumble's better now. It's all pretty terrifying either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been approached. Like, I've always had to throw out the feeler first. Like, hey, I'm interested in you. I'm not an approachable girl, woman. I don't know what it is, but no. In the three relationships I've been in, I always threw the first pitch.
You are, like, you're lovely, but you're terrifying, you know? Like, you look like I would want you to help me bury a body if I ever got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I know that knowledge that you could bury a body and you could use that against me. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. But you're like a disarming, lovely person, but I'm also a little bit scared of you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody is.
It's because you know what you want. You know what you want. You said you're like, I'm a size queen, and no random dick pics, you know, unless we're in the, you say, you know what you want.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is. But I mean, from high school, like I have never, like guys do not hit on me. That just does not happen. Well, except for Kiwi Rogers. But other than that.
I thought about it a minute ago. I almost said something. Excuse me. Can I come rub up on your butt?
Oh, yes.
No, thank you. Yeah. All right. See you later.
You know what? So to be honest, with the exception of black guys, no, I've hit on, the black guys are the only ones that have openly hit on me.
Huh.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
to me.
That's.
Oh,
yeah,
I wonder
true.
Why.
No, that actually, that makes sense.
I'm built for minorities.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. It's like, what are we going to get in trouble for? The assault talk or this? This is going to be a crazy episode.
I don't know.
It's okay. I kind of started this with the whole nipples thing. We only got one more left, then we can get out of here. Not say anything else to get us canceled. So, how about this? It is Ed Pinkley again with another unique business.
Hi. This is Ed Pinkley from Ed Pinkley Motors, the home of the Pinkley Taurus. Are you like me? Is your patio deck cluttered with trash, leaves, and moldy dog doo? Has it become stained and discolored from years of neglect? Well, if your deck is in need of a good sprucing up, have I got news for you. I'm proud to introduce my new patio deck cleaning service featuring our professional crew of ladies armed with high-performance vacuum cleaners, powerful enough to suck up any stains and debris. And what do we call our service? We call ourselves the Deck Suckers.
Call Deck Suckers when your patio's a wreck. We're Deck Suckers. Sit back. Let us suck your deck.
So if you want your deck sucked, call the Deck Suckers. Whether you have a little deck or a huge deck, like yours truly, Ed Pinkley, call us and find out why our customers always say, "Man, you guys really suck."
Call Deck Suckers. We'll get the job done quick. We're Deck Suckers. Sit back and let us suck your...
Take it from me, Ed Pinkley. It's Deckalicious.
I mean, you can't rhyme it with quick, at least, right? Like, you at least have to honor the E in deck to get away with that punchline.
Yeah.
They just, my favorite part about that is how Ed just can't be bothered to be excited at all.
Right.
You'd imagine with a product like that, with a team like that, he'd be the most excited person on earth, but he's a very bored man.
Yeah.
So funny.
That's too close. That's just too close.
But yet it's still so far away. Like, the obviously there took 30 seconds to paint the picture
right.
of what it mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But then your brain says something else.
Yeah. It does. And I can't not, I'm like, I don't know. It just feels too close.
But it's like, well, they said, like, we'll fix it quick. And then the operative rhyme, we know where I'm going with that. They could have said, "We'll fix it in a sec," you know? Yeah, and then you're rhyming sec with tech.
I think that's what makes it funnier. They're like, "Yeah, we did it."
Yeah. What? Oh, no. Tom's going, "Yeah, I did it," is what he said.
Yeah. Is Ed related to Doug LaDouche?
I mean, he must be.
Right? Okay.
Has to be.
Double checking.
Went to the same speech pathologist or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got rid of both.
They might have lived in the same town and, you know.
Okay.
Like a first cousin or something.
I thought, but I wanted to make sure.
People from certain regions sound similar.
A very boring family reunion.
Right.
Everyone's
there just talking. Dawn, I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more excited.
You know, this is completely off topic, but I need to talk to somebody about it. Since we're talking about voices really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha Leone.
Yeah.
Yeah, love her. She's great, right? And I had to Google this because I was certain. I was like, these people have to be from the same neighborhood, right? It's her and Mr. Kardashian, Pete...
Davidson.
Dude, they talk exactly the same.
Is it a Staten Island thing? Is that where she's
from? No, they're not from... I think she's from Queens.
Yeah.
Like, they were far enough apart. Like, I even mapped it. Like, I was like, show me how close these places are. They're both from New York, obviously, but... You got, look it up, like, watch videos. It's terrifying. The cadence, the way their mouths move. Like, I spent entirely too much time looking this up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something. Like, they're like the same person, different font. Like, I don't know. Mm. But they're too much alike.
That's fascinating.
You got to watch.
You
got to
watch. Side by side videos.
Yes.
And then trying to find something of them and then saying I Googled the exact
it.
Same.
Yeah, I Googled it and I was like, somebody else has had to notice this. There's no way that nobody else has noticed it. Nobody else has noticed.
You must bring the world. Like, they all need to know about it.
I know.
I think you're going crazy. No one else has noticed this, you guys. And you're back with the ice cream and the cigarette. But now you have, like, the red tape on your wall.
I'm whiteboarding it. And I'm like, okay, listen, guys. These are the people that I think are the same. They're lizards. They come out as different. The public. Yeah. No.
I think Queens and Staten Island, that's close enough, man.
Yeah, but it's wild how close they are. Like, if you close your eyes, you can hear the other one talking. It's weird. Mm. It's weird.
I can't figure out what she sounds like.
She's kind of like this. And then,
yeah, Russian doll.
Just really like, bad. No, it's just, but that's how it's Pete like, is too, right?
She has like the little it's always raspy. Like a,
yeah. I was really hoping that they would, her and Pete would do something together when they were on SNL together his last time.
Mm.
Nothing happened.
They probably couldn't because people would get confused.
Yeah.
Probably because they're the same person just because they can't be in the same skit at the same time.
People make things now knowing that when it's on television, you're probably on your phone, so it's all about the audio.
That's true.
If they are both in the scene, they'd have no idea who it actually was.
Jess just comes in on Monday. They're the same. They put it right in front of our face. They thought we wouldn't notice.
I'm telling you guys.
No, I'll check it out. I think this is a fine theory. I'm into this kind of stuff.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I wonder. It's just, you know, I wonder if she has like a working class New York background too.
Very much. Yeah. It has to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like this is what I do. Like, I can't sleep at night, and then I go into this rabbit hole. Like, I know so much about the Cyrus family. It's disturbing.
Like Miley and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, like all their kids. They got all kinds of kids other than Noah and Miley. and the weird brother. Yeah, there's tons. There's like seven of them.
Huh.
Yeah, it's wild.
And you're sort of leading the manhunt here.
Yeah, and how many times their mom has filed for divorce? I think this time it's going to stick, though. I think this time it's going to stick.
You know what? Thank you for saying that, because I thought I was crazy. I thought they were already separated. It's like, separate. Oh, they're going to divorce. And I'm like, but I thought they already did.
I couldn't have known any less about this and the way that they got divorced. But you know, I think those crazy kids are going to figure it out this time.
I think so.
And
I
only knew of two children, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of kids.
Wow. I think what we've learned here is somebody needs to hit on Jess real soon.
I'll check out.
I need some big D.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll check Kiwi's schedule, see what it is this summer. Look at that, the link tree. Okay, well, thank you for listening while we talked a little foul eye today. I think we all had fun. Like and subscribe and listen if you like it. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.